I wasn't able to put together a podcast yesterday due to a busy day. Real quick thoughts on the opening round of 16 games. I asked a friend after the Brazil-Chile game, destiny or luck? The first half was enthralling with end-to-end action and goals and great play. The second half, not so much, as Brazil suffered from nerves and Chile couldn't quite find a reward for their better play. One quick rant, could someone find Alexis Sanchez some speedos? This hiking up of the shorts is ridiculous. At Barca, he only did one leg, but yesterday was a full-blown thigh show. Okay. When Chile hit the crossbar with only seconds left in normal time, I really thought the world might end. Steve McManaman asked for the real Brazil to show up. This is it. A team of decent footballers with some athletic ability, built around a special talent in Neymar. Had Hulk not stepped up in the second half, then the hosts may have had no chance. Extra time was dreadful, so enough said about that. The penalties were not much better. Lots of praise for Julio Cesar, but some of the Chileans could use some work. In the end, destiny or luck? For today, destiny, but Brazil will really test that against Colombia. Speaking of Colombia, they dismantled Uruguay as I thought they would. The story of this tournament is quickly becoming James Rodriguez. I knew the name thanks to Tim Vickery and the World Football Phone-In, but what a player. 5 goals in the tournament already, and his first goal on Saturday was from another world. Colombia controlled the game, and Los Celestes didn't have many answers. Christian Rodriguez gave Uruguay some glimmers of hope, but that was about it. Suarez would have definitely made a difference, but actions have consequences. If you haven't seen the meme of his heat map yesterday, in effect a house floor plan with a solitary dot on the couch, it's awesome. So on Sunday I woke up late for a church meeting, so I got my stuff together and headed out for a big day of footy. After the meeting, I went to a local bar for the noon game between Netherlands and Mexico. My guess is that the conditions and the magnitude of the moment took the edge off this game. Louis van Gaal introduced Verhage as a wingback and kept Wijnaldum in midfield while Mexico went with almost the entire team that had gotten them to the round of 16. Just minutes into the match, De Jong limped off and Holland had to reshuffle their team, bringing Martins Indy in and moving Blind into midfield. El Trico scored a couple times in the first half as the Dutch had a hard time maintaining possession and their keeper was all over the place. The first half ended scoreless with the Mexicans holding the edge. Dos Santos sparked the game to life at the beginning of the second half, shielding off Blind and firing into the Dutch net. Maybe the keeper could have done better, but a great effort from a player who has been struggling at the national team level. My thought after that goal went in was that, in the context of the game, Holland would need to score early in the second half so that they could wear down the Mexicans to get a winner before extra time. But the Orange were struggling and something needed to change. During my round of 16 predictions, I stated that I felt that the forwards of Netherlands were in better form. Hard press to support that in this match, but until Holland reconfigured their team to go with three up top, the attackers were largely ineffective. RVP eventually was removed and a front three was formed by Depay, Huntelaar, and Robin. Robin was lively and dynamic in the second half as he ran riot on the right-hand side. Eventually, the Netherlands broke free on a corner kick as Schneider smashed home a wonderful shot just inside the top of the 18 to level things. But the story wasn't over, as Robin continued to attack and his jinking run was halted by Marquez and the referee pointed to the spot. The big talking point was whether it was a penalty or not. In the strictest way, yes, but man did Robin make the most of the contact. Huntelaar stepped up, coolly finished, and Mexico's World Cup ended at the round of 16 again. The Dutch will need to play better in the next round, but live to fight another day. Sunday was also a game for Lansing United. They hosted FC Buffalo. If Lansing United wins out, they have an outside chance of making the National Premier Soccer League NPSL playoffs. The first half was quite sloppy. Lansing U was trying to feed top goalscorer Matt Brown either with high balls or balls slipped between the defenders. Both were ineffective as he was either dealing with one or two defenders in 50-50 battles for the ball, or balls along the ground were not weighted correctly. Thought that Brian Cunningham had some joy on the outside, but his day ended at halftime. No goals in the first half with Lansing United in control, and the second half saw a more possession-based game with the ball on the floor. Lansing continued to create chances, and their first goal came not from a series of passes, but from a howler from the Buffalo defense. Brown's shot was saved by the keeper and returned right back to him to score. From there, the hosts kept up the pressure, and Brown got a second before Buffalo got a consolation goal late into injury time. My day wrapped up not with Greece against Costa Rica, but with an over-30 game. We began the second half of our season against DeWitt. With a full squad, we got out to an early lead with some good ball movement and quality finishes. Up 3-0 at the half, we continued to press forward and scored some really nice goals in the second half. Got a little lax in the back and gave up a couple of cheap goals, but another victory on a very hot day. We stayed at the soccer complex for the evening games, and when the Costa Rica-Greece game went to a shootout, someone brought the game up on a phone and let us know what happened. I haven't had a chance to watch the highlights and probably won't. What's important is that Costa Rica is through and their next opponent will be the Netherlands. Before I wrap up, two things. First, there's been a lot of FIFA bashing, but Nathaniel Edwards wrote a piece for the Howler website about nationality and FIFA's role in allowing players to choose teams. The issue is very tricky, but Nathaniel does a good job of trying to sift through the issues. In the end, he states, "Nationality is a thorny topic anywhere, and the way it interacts with politics and race and xenophobia makes it kind of an unsettling thing to base a sporting competition around. Letting players pick their teams with fairly lax guidelines may be the simplest solution to this complicated problem. Nothing's p more patriotic than rooting for a guy who chose to be there." Second, another plug for my blog and podcast. My blog is soccernomad.wordpress.com. I post there about kits and books and soccer memories and more, so give those a read. My regular podcast can be found at austinlong1974.podomatic.com or on iTunes. Just search Soccer Nomad. Give those shows a listen. As always, hit me up on Twitter at austinlong1974 with any comments or questions. Well, that was my busy Sunday. Today is France, Nigeria, and Germany, Algeria. Hope the French and the Germans win to set up a huge quarterfinal next weekend. Until tomorrow, ta-ta.